that was the forecast. Yes, indeed. Now, welcome. This is Come All Ye with Bruce Cameron. 2 hours of folk music heading your way through until 2 o'clock, if everything goes smoothly. Usually it does. Today, we have a featured album. I'll tell you about that in a little while. But we might get underway with an oldie but a goodie, as they say in the classics. This is the title track from an album put out a long time ago by Lynn and Dennis Tracy, who hailed from Adelaide, I think, at the time. It's the Red Fox. Title track from an album released a long time ago by Lynn and Dennis Tracy in Adelaide. That was Red Fox, a song written by Lynn Tracy. Most of the material on that album was written by Lynn Tracy. I'll play a track by Emma Nixon and Tony Vandermeer from an album called Chasing the Sunset. Emma Nixon has recorded quite a few duet albums, duo albums. Is that right? Duo albums, yes. Tony Vanch, Emma Nixon is a very fine fiddle player in the Scottish style from Brisbane. And Tony Vandermeer is a guitarist. And for your listening and dancing pleasure, we're going to be listening to Peter's Peary Boat. Peary, particularly in Shetland dialect, means small. Peter's a little boat. Not surprisingly, Shetland dialect, because it was composed by Tom Anderson, a very fine... he was a very fine Shetland fiddle player. The second tune we'll hear is The Seagull. It's been around a long time. It's a good tune. Pipe Major McLeod, D. McLeod, composed that. And then Sandy Beaton is the name of the final tune. This is Emma Nixon and Tony Vandermeer.
From town to town, I shipped on board of the Amelia. To New York City I was bound. Not for honor, nor for country. We kill for 3 square meals a day. Off the boat and pack on shoulders. Gun in hand, we're here to stay. At Fredericksburg, we rose to meet them. Though we knew the price we'd pay. But the Irish Brigade will not surrender. Fog above cleared away. General Marr, he gave the order, up Mary's Heights, charge away. The hills were rife with blood and murder, as we gouged and tore our way. Macmillan's rebels, they fired upon us, shot and shell, buck and ball. Their green flag rose high above them, as ours fell on the battle wall. At Fredericksburg we rose to meet them, though we knew the price we'd pay. But the Irish Brigade will not surrender. Fog of Allah cleared away. And face to face there, a young rebel, he charged me in the fray. I stood my ground and my blade went through him. I did the devil's work that day. For I saw my face there before me, in the boy that I hewed down. He could have been a friend or brother, another exile from my town. 3,000 strong rose to fight them in Antietam's ripening corn. But Fredericksburg was our undoing. 300 left to weep and mourn. At Fredericksburg we rose to meet them, though we knew the price we'd pay. But the Irish Brigade will not surrender. Fog above cleared away. At Fredericksburg we rose to meet them, though we knew the price we'd pay. But the Irish Brigade will not surrender. Fog above cleared away. Fog above cleared away.
John Doyle, fairly well known on this program and others, musician, Irish singer, guitarist and composer. That's one of his songs, Clear the Way, based around the Irish Gaelic phrase Fogabala, Clear the Way. Originally that was the rallying cry of the Royal Irish Volunteers in the 1798 uprising, but was later taken by General Francis Marr and used by his recruited regiment, the Irish Volunteers, otherwise known as the Fighting 69th, in the American Civil War. The song deals with the last two battles that the regiment fought in Antietam and Fredericksburg. In the aftermath of the Battle of Fredericksburg, the Volunteers had to disband due to lack of numbers. The survivors were placed in different regiments. Marr, disillusioned from the war, ended up becoming the governor of Montana for a short time before allegedly being killed on a steamship by ranchers unhappy with his governance. My goodness, all that from John Doyle. The album is called Shadow and Light, and it's a ripper. And now, from the Battle of Antietam, we move to an American singer by the name of Deborah Cowan. She recorded this new album called Greening the Dark just early in 2019. The song we will hear is not one of hers, nor is it a new composition. Oh, well, I suppose it's not that old. It was written by John Tabbs a while ago. It's an anti-war theme, and not uncommon for John Tabbs as a English songwriter, but certainly it highlights the perils of waging war. World leaders who are tuned in to 2MCE today, take note. This is called Scarecrow.
Passion in their eyes and honor in their face as they scythe down the castles and the courts. Smell the smoke of stubble as the harvest is brought down. See the fire burning as it purges all around. Field is turned to ashes, and the only living sound are the skylarks as they try to reach the sun. Blame it on the fathers, blame it on their sons, blame it on
scarecrow in the rain. Blame it on the scarecrow in the rain.
That's a lovely piece of music, isn't it? It's a tune called Captain Glenn's Comfort, title track from an album by the interestingly named Ponza Ilias, which has a geographic reference already explained on this program in previous programs, episodes, call them what you will. Go and look it up. Pons Aelius. Brush up your Latin. Do you no harm at all. And title track from one of their albums, possibly their only album. Now, a song from Ted Egan next. Haven't played this track for a long time. Ted Egan from, he's from Victoria originally and then spent most of his long life in the Northern Territory, occupying a number of positions in the Northern Territory. And at one point he was the administrator, which is like governor of the Northern Territory. But has always remained a bit of a larrikin and very much a musician on the Foster phone, a percussion instrument of his own invention. Go and look him up. Here's one of his songs highlighting his interest and care for working people. In this case, pearl divers, and particularly Mr. Nakamura, or Nakamura-san, Japanese pearl diver. This is Sayonara Nakamura from Ted Egan.
When the luggers all sailed away from Roebuck Bay on that fateful day, the diver on the B-19 was Nakamura. Not yet 21, from the land of the rising sun, his homeland was the island Okinawa. In the deepest holds of the Lacepede Shoals, to fulfill the pearling master's goals, went the diver from the B-19, young Nakamura. His quest for the lustrous pearl, as strong as his love for the beautiful girl, he'd wed when he returned to Okinawa. But it's goodbye now, farewell. Say goodbye to Okinawa. For today we'll bury you in West Australia. West came a tropical squall, and the mercury began to fall. 40 fathoms deep was Nakamura. Set sail, no time to stage, for the storm began to rage, and they dragged to the surface the boy from Okinawa. The agony's in his eyes, an old Malay man cries. He knows that the bends have got young Nakamura. Helplessly they cursed as the diver's lungs near burst, and he died on the deck, the boy from Okinawa. Goodbye now, farewell. Say goodbye to Okinawa. For today we'll bury you in West Australia. Diver's cemetery at Broome, bearing gifts all deep in gloom, they walk with the body of the diver Nakamura. Headstones face the west, 1,000 divers lie at rest, and they're joined today by the boy from Okinawa. Goodbye now, farewell, say goodbye.
nostra Australia. Australia. Mō kairenu soko kuni itoshiki furusato. Sayonara, sayonara Nakamura. Sayonara, sayonara Nakamura.
Sayonara Nakamura from Ted Egan. Time to introduce you now to the featured album on Come All Ye for today. Are you ready? It's called Polecats and Dead Cats. Yeah. It comes to us from the Sandy Brecken Trio. Sandy Brecken is a accordionist, yes, and basically he's crazy. I shouldn't say that. He's a fascinating character. He comes from Edinburgh, or he's born just, Kirk Liston, just out of Edinburgh, and has been at the forefront of piano accordion, Scottish traditional music, for quite a while. And not limited to strict Scottish country dance music. He learned that as a kid, of course, a teenager, but he's gone on to form his own Cayley band called The Sensational Jimmy Shandrick's Experience. We've heard them on the program before. And he also plays in another one called Cayley Minogue. Oh, dear. He does. Sandy Brecken. But this album... This trio features two Swedish musicians, a fiddle player by the name of Jimmy Johansson and the double bassist Christopher Andersson Bang. I'll read a little from the sleeve notes to introduce you to the album. The first time Christopher and Jimmy met Sandy was in the summer of 2006. They'd organised a folk festival in their home village of Torsaka, to which Sandy came to perform a concert. So they got to know each other there. And they've composed... I don't think they've composed much together, but they certainly have contributed... Each of them has contributed music to this album, and they all tend to have rather ho-ho-ho funny track titles. This first one we'll hear is called The Tartan Punch. And the punch in question, the tune is called The Poetry Punch-Up, composed by Sandy Brecken. He was asked to get a few friends together to play at the launch of a new book of poetry in Edinburgh. He didn't expect it to be too wild a night, but suddenly a fight broke out on stage between two rival poets, resulting in the display table of books being kicked over and pints being poured over heads, several punches being thrown. The most entertaining evening. And anyway, a tune came out of it. So we'll hear first to introduce you to the Sandy Brecken Trio and the featured album Polecats and Dead Cats. Here's The Tartan Punch. Thank you. Round and Round It Goes. Nice, lush accordion work. I should tell you a little about that last track because it was very cyclical, wasn't it? It's called Mira's Tartan Staircase, again written by Sandy Brecken. And it's all to do with the two-year-old daughter of the fiddle player Jimmy Johansson. The trio got together in Scotland and they were at the Royal Dunkeld Hotel. And after dinner, Jimmy's daughter, Mira, insisted on Sandy accompanying her up and down the hotel's tartan staircase many times on all fours. So a tune came out of that. Amazing, isn't it? The inspiration for music. Wonderful. The next song was inspired by a peasant's revolt. The song is called John Ball. It was written by Sidney Carter, and Sidney Carter wrote lots of fine songs. John Ball was a brave, idealistic rebel priest who led a peasant's revolt in 1381 and dared to suggest that all men were equal. Well, that was never going to catch on, was it? 600 years ago. This is the Young'uns, terrific three-part harmony group from the UK.
Who'll be the lady? Who will be the lord? When we are ruled by the love of one another, who'll be the lady? Who will be the lord? In the light that is coming in the morning, sing John Ball and tell it to them all, and long live the day that is dawning. I'll crow like a cock, I'll carol like a lark, in the light that is coming in the morning.
Eve is the lady, Adam is the lord.
When we are ruled by the love of one another, Eve is the lady and Adam is the lord. In the light that is coming in the morning, sing John Ball and tell it to them all, and long live the day that is dawning. I'll crow like a cock, I'll carol like a lark, in the light that is coming in the morning.
All shall be ruled by fellowship, I say.
When we are ruled by the love of one another, all shall be ruled by fellowship, I say. In the light that is coming in the morning. So sing John Ball and tell it to them all, and long live the day that is dawning. I'll crow like a cock, I'll carol like a lark, in the light that is coming in the morning.
Labour and spin for fellowship, I say.
Labour and spin for the love of one another. Labour and spin for fellowship, I say. In the light that is coming in the morning. Sing John Ball and tell it to them all, and long live the day that is dawning. I'll crow like a cock, I'll carol like a lark, in the light that is coming in the morning. So sing John Ball and tell it to them all, and long live the day that is dawning. I'll crow like a cock, I'll carol like a lark, in the light that is coming in the morning.
Two tracks now from a group called Rising Appalachia. Rising Appalachia, another three-piece group. Three females this time, and they're from that part of the world, Appalachia. Oh, wait a minute, are they three-piece? Have I misinformed you? I have. I don't think that's quite right. Anyway, you'll work it out. It's a new album to me anyway, and I haven't quite come to terms with all the tracks on it, but I'm going to play two for you. First one's called I Believe in Being Ready, and it's an old Southern gospel song. Tim O'Brien had a crack at this one. He reworked it quite nicely. But there's a good version here. I Believe in Being Ready, and I'm going to follow it with a song called Sajuna. The group has interests far beyond Appalachia, in this case, Burkina Faso.
Sayama Diana,
Sajuna.
desayuna mañana.
Called Rising Appalachia, and I think I sold them rather short, the introduction to those tracks. They're not a three-piece female group at all. There's six of them in there, but the main singing was done by Leah and Chloe Smith, and I'm not sure which male voice we heard on there, but Leah Smith plays banjo and baron as well as singing, and Chloe plays guitar, fiddle and banjo. David Brown, stand-up upright bass and baritone guitar. Biko Cassini played the ngoni, which is the West African stringed instrument, or Burkina Faso, really, stringed instrument that we heard on that track, that the second of those two tracks. Also in the band, West African musician Aruna Diara, who also plays ngoni and talking drum, and the Irish musician Duncan Wickell, who plays fiddle and cello. So it's quite a mix, that group. Interesting album called Ley Lines. We'll investigate that album further on the program. This is Come All Ye. That's the program you're listening to right now. You might be listening on your regular run-of-the-mill wireless-type machine, 92.3 on the FM dial in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange, also in the central west of New South Wales, and anywhere you like, really, on radio.2mce.org. And you can also listen to podcasts of most programs these days by going to the same place, or indeed by going to the website of this program, which is simply comeallye.com. Come All Ye, one word. Righto, back to the featured album. This is Sandy Breken and his trio, who include two Swedish musicians, the fiddle player Jimmy Johansson and Christopher Andersson Bang, playing double bass. I think I said earlier that some of the tracks had, probably all the tracks have weird titles. This track title is The Rough, The Pike and The Bastard. The Rough, The Pike and The Bastard. Righto, we'll start off with the reference to the pike, the fish that is. This is Fiskdungvalsen, or the Fish Whacking Waltz. Jimmy Johansson came up with this one. In the old days, Swedish people used to fish pike with a mallet. The best time for this was during the mating season. presumably the fish's mating season. The secret to success was to face the fish from the front, otherwise it'd swim away. All right, so it's a waltz, written as a tribute to the dying art of clubbing your fish. Charming. Then, second tune in the set, also from Jimmy Johansson. In fact, all three of his compositions. The second one is Bastards in the Bushes, to the Swedish Social Insurance Agency, who made the abominable decision to hire an army of private investigators to pursue the sick, sneaking around outside their homes to try to find any reason to kick them out of the insurance system. Oh, dear. Then, the third one, The Sleek Ruff, a tune about a bird, which is called a ruff. Its Swedish name, Brushana, can also be applied to a cocky, overconfident, mirror-loving person of male gender, much like the term peacock in English. Sandy Brecken Trio.
Thank you.
works quite well, don't you think? The accordion, the fiddle and the double bass. That's the Sandy Breakin Trio. Sandy Breakin from Edinburgh, Jimmy Johansson and Christopher Andersson Bang from Sweden. Featured album today, Polecats and Dead Cats. Might get an explanation of that title a little later. We'll see how we're going. Now, a track from Bob Campbell. Bob Campbell lives near the little and getting smaller community of Yulin. It's just north of Gulgong, north of Mudgee. And Bob's been there for quite a while, and so have coal mines. And they're gradually taking over. Bob's been a battler for industrial legislative reform and labour rights all his working life. Here's a song that was composed by an old mate of his, Harry Anderson. In fact, he describes him as his comrade and cellmate. Harry Anderson lamenting the passing of the old coal-fired ships on the Australian coast that were replaced by the multinational factory ships. The song is called Not Made for Old Firemen. We'll hear Bob Campbell singing and playing rhythm guitar, Brian Evans, mandolin, octave mandolin, Lester Grace, guitar, flute, and Bill Wiseman playing whistle, and John Burns on accordion.
Gone are the days of my boyhood. Gone are the ships and the men. Gone are the clippers and steamers. They won't be returning again. I remember the first ship I signed on. Nakuta, it was her name. Taking small cargoes to Tassie, through storms, through the wind and the rain. Now they build super tankers, great factories that float on the sea, pouring their oil on the ocean, not built for old firemen like me. I sailed on the old 60-milers, on lighters away up the Cairns. Done my time as a fireman, got flashbacks and plenty of burns. Served my time with wire and splicers, as a fireman way down in the hole, as a trimmer a sweating and cursing for bosses without any soul. Now they build super tankers, great factories that float on the sea, pouring their ocean, not built for old firemen like me. I remember the old Wanganella, the Orangi and old Manawine, vessels of great splendor. I wonder why they had to die. Gone are the solid old timers, the old Aussie shipping lines too, the Wanaka Macedon error, and even the old Yillaloo. Now they build super tankers, great factories that float on the sea, pouring their oil on the ocean, not built for old firemen like me. Not built for old firemen like me.
Two tracks now from Danu. Good group, this one. Maureen Nicolli sings and plays flutes and whistles. Benny McCarthy on accordion. Oisin McCauley on fiddle. Eamon Dooley, guitar, bouzouki. And Donald Clancy on guitar and singing. And various guests turn up as required. We will hear two tracks. Yes, two tracks. First set of jigs, The New House, Brown-Eyed Bridget and The Humours of Holliston. And I'll let them continue with a song written by Robbie O'Connell called Willie Crotty. Willie Crotty was a bit of a Robin Hood-type outlaw who roamed around Waterford, County Waterford in the 18th century. Stick around. After the jigs, we'll hear about Willie. Thank you.
It was in the night on horseback that the bailiff's men appeared. Their pistols and their torches filled his mother's heart with fear. They were forced to flee their cottage as the roof was set ablaze. Young Billy swore he'd be avenged if it took him all his days. He seized the bailiff's horse and to the mountains he did ride. With loyal comrades by his side, the redcoats he defied. A blacksmith turned his horse's shoes to face the other way. All those who tried to follow him were easily led astray. All on the mountains high, all on the mountains high, they couldn't capture Crotty. All on the mountains high, all on the mountains high, all on the mountains high, they couldn't capture Crotty. All on the mountains high. For 12 years he harassed the gentry with his daring raids. Despite the bounty on his head, he never was afraid. And many's the poor widow he gave gold to pay her rent. Safe passage he got in return, no matter where he went. He wed his sweetheart Mary in the year of 38. She left the comfort of the town for his lonely hiding place. A cave above Lochgora was to be her only home. Plain she bore it like it was all she'd ever known. All on the mountains high, all on the mountains high, they couldn't capture Cutty. All on the mountains high, all on the mountains high, all on the mountains high, they couldn't capture Cutty. All one night he stole a silver plate from a house outside Tramore. The serving man was falsely blamed and quickly shown the door. When news of this reached Crotty in his Cumbra Mountain den, he returned it to the owner, then he stole it back again. Now Willie always thought that David Norris was his friend, but Norris and his wicked wife betrayed him in the end. They invited him into their home when he was sick and frail, then called upon the redcoats to conduct him off to jail. All on the mountains high, all on the mountains high, they couldn't capture Crotty. All on the mountains high, all on the mountains high, all on the mountains high, they couldn't capture Crotty. All on the mountains high. Though they tortured him in prison, he would not betray his gang. At the Waterford Assizes, Willie was condemned to hang. Despite the pleas of Mary, the judge wouldn't grant a stay to let Crotty see the child she bore before his judgment day. When Mary heard the sentence passed, she made a dreadful vow. She knew the child she carried would not know his father now. She flung herself into the lake beneath her lofty home, and in the Cumbra Mountains now they say her ghost still roams. All on the mountains high, all on the mountains high, they couldn't capture Crotty. All on the mountains high, all on the mountains high, all on the mountains high, they couldn't capture Crotty. All on the mountains high. 300 years have passed since Willie Crotty roamed the land, but the privileged and powerful still exact the same demands. Financiers and bankers are the ones who now hold sway. Evictions as in days of old still happen every day. For though the world has changed, so many things remain the same. The poor are always vanquished while the rich still rig the game. We need another hero now to teach us how to fight. Another Willie Crotty who will stand up for our rights. All on the mountains high, all on the mountains high, they couldn't capture Crotty. All on the mountains high, all on the mountains high.
story of Willie Crotty, a bit of a Robin Hood character from County Waterford in the 18th century. A song written by Robbie O'Connell and sung there by Robbie O'Connell's cousin, the guitarist in the band Danu. His name is Donal Clancy. And the other track from that album by Danu was Set of Jigs, The New House, Brown-Eyed Bridget and The Humours of Holliston. Very good they are too, that band. Now, a track from Phil Lobel, who was a very well-known performer, composer and member of the folk community in this country for many years. I mean, she's still alive and kicking, but she's not performing anymore. This song we're going to hear is called Woodturner's Love Song, and it's one that she composed. It came out on an album called Broadmeadow Thistle a long time ago.
If I had a piece of maple, red or white or pink, I'd turn you a set of chair legs so you could sit and think. And when you sit and think, love, I hope you'll think of me, for I'd like to be there in your thoughts, if not in your company. If I had a piece of coach wood, white and fine and pure, I'd turn your handle smooth and round, the handle for your door. And when I come to see you, you can make that handle spin and open up the door, my dear, and let your true love in. If I had a piece of silky yoke with even textured grey, I'd turn you a lampstand for your light, tapered tall and plain. And when you turn your light on, I hope it'll be for me, for you're the light of my life, the only girl for me. And if I had a piece of cedar, the grain well shot with red, I'd turn you a set of corner posts for a fine double bed, a bed for you to lie on with the one that you love best. But I hope you'd lie with me, love, and farewell all the rest.
Three tracks now from a rather special production. This came out in 2001. It was a four CD pack to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the Philadelphia Folk Festival. And the Philadelphia Folk Festival, I think, is still going. I hope it's still going. It had fabulous performers on these four CDs, and I've played tracks from it for a long time on the program. We'll hear three in a row now. First one's from Ramblin' Jack Elliott, Talkin' Fish and Blues. You'll notice I'm omitting lots of G's here. Ramblin' Jack Elliott and Talkin' Fish and Blues. Then two closely related songs. First one from Tom Paxton, Did You Hear John Hurt, it's called. You'll get the idea. And the third track of the set, sure enough, Mississippi John Hurt with Ain't No Tellin', which sometimes is better known as Make Me a Pallet on Your Floor.
I went down to the fishing hole and I carried along my fishing pole. Something grabbed my hook and he got my bait and he jerked me out in the middle of the lake. Some jump, got sunk, baptized on the credit. fishing down in a muddy bank. Felt the pull and I gave a big yank and I jerked out two old rubber boots and a Ford radiator and a Chevrolet coupe. Handed them in for national defense. Sitting in a boat with a bucket of beer, hadn't caught nothing, I didn't much care. I guess I was pretty well satisfied to have my little lady right by my side, taking it easy. Worm been gone off that hook for a couple hours. You go fishing, I'll tell you what to do. Just sit right down to the greasy slough, take a piece of string and tie it on your pole, throw it way out in the middle of the hole. And then just find your good shade tree, sit down, go to sleep, forget all about it. Jumped in the river and I went down deep. There's a 100-pound catfish laying there asleep. Jumped on his back and I rode him into town. Saddled him up and then I turned around. Folks coming running, dogs barking, kids looking. Stagnate water's a stinking thing, slick on top and all turned green. Water goes bad, the fish all run. You can sit all day and not catch a one. Sit in mud wallopers, cigars, a few little suckers. I waded out to a sandy bar and I caught myself a big alligator guard and drug him home across my back. Tail was dragging a mile and a half, flipping and flopping. Sold him for a quarter. Got drunk. Shot craps. Got in jail. And it took me a notion to go out fishing in the middle of the ocean. Caught myself a great big shark. I didn't get him home till way past dark. He was a man-eater, a tough customer. Just wasn't quite tough enough. Late last night I had me a dream. I was out fishing in a whiskey stream. Baited my hook of Applejack, I'd throw out a drink, bring a gallon back. I'd done pretty good, till a stream run dry. So I give the fish back to the finance company.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's fantastic to be here. I love the feeling at this festival. This is great. And I don't know. I've been around a while now, and I've been thinking about another festival I went to back in 1963, the Newport Folk Festival, where I met a man who instantly won my heart, and he won the heart of 18,000 people in the audience that night. He was a delightful man named Mississippi John Hurt, and I want to sing you a song for John. It was a frosty night. It was beginning to snow, and down the city streets the wind began to blow. We all came to the cellar, we all emptied the bar to hear a little old fella I play your shiny guitar. I did you hear John Hurt play the Creole bell? The Spanish Fandango, I let him love so well. I did you love John Hurt? I did you shake his hand? Did you hear him sing his Candyman? I want you to try that with me now. Did you hear John Hurt? And did you hear John Hurt play the Creole bell? Play the Creole bell, a Spanish Fandango. The Spanish Fandango that he loves so well. That he loves so well. Did you love John Hurt? Did you love John Hurt? Did you shake his hand? Did you shake his hand? Did you hear him? Did you hear him sing his Candyman? Beautiful. On a straight back chair, with his felt hat on, to tickle our fancies, with his Avalon. And everybody passing down McDougal Street, we'll cock their heads and listen to the tapping feet. Sing it with me now. Did you hear John Hurt play the Creole bell? Play the Creole bell, a Spanish Fandango. The Spanish Fandango that he loves so well. Did you love John Hurt? Did you love John Hurt? Did you shake his hand? Did you shake his hand? Did you hear him sing it, Candyman? Let's sing it again. Did you hear John Hurt play the Creole bell, the Spanish Fandango that he loves so well? Did you love John Hurt? Did you shake his hand? Did you hear him sing his Candyman? Did you hear him sing his Candyman?
On your floor, make me down a pallet on your floor, make me a pallet down soft and low, make me a pallet on your floor. Oh. Make me a pallet down soft and low, make me a pallet on your floor. Way I'm sleeping, my back and shoulders tied. Way I'm sleeping, my back and shoulders tied. The way I'm sleeping, my back and shoulders tied. Gonna turn over and try it on this side. Oh, take me down. Make me a pallet down soft and low. Make me a pallet on your floor. Don't you let my good girl catch you here. Please don't let my good girl catch you here. Well, she might shoot you, live to cut you and starve you too. No telling what she might do. Oh, make me down. Up the country, why the cold, sleet, and snow. Up the country, why the cold, sleet, and snow. I'm going up the country, why the cold, sleet, and snow. No telling how much further I may go. Oh, make me down. make me down, pallet on your floor. Make me a pallet, down soft and low. Make me a pallet on your floor. The way I'm sleeping, my back and shoulders tied. The way I'm sleeping, my back and shoulders tied. Gonna turn over and try it on this side.
Ah, yeah, Mississippi John Hurt, Make Me a Pallet, or Ain't No Tellin'. I think he probably called it Ain't No Tellin'. Before that, Talking Fishing Blues from Rambling Jack Elliott, and did you hear John Hurt? Tom Paxton's dedication to the singer we just heard there, Ain't No Tellin'. Those three tracks all from an anniversary album, 40th anniversary album of the Philadelphia Folk Festival. And that's been going a long, long time. Another track now from the featured album. I won't explain the titles. They're all too silly, really. Mr. and Mrs. Linklater's Fumbling Jumbling Polecats. Yes, three more compositions from Sandy Breakin. Another one from the featured album, which is called Polecats and Dead Cats. Don't ask me why. That was Mr. and Mrs. Linklater's Fumbling Jumbling Polecats. He writes interesting tunes, but should do some work on those titles. I think that's Sandy Breken. Sandy Breken Trio from Edinburgh and Sweden. Interesting combination.
Gypsies all in a gang, none of them lame or lazy, oh. Sure, the fairest one is among them all. She's gone with a dark-eyed gypsy, oh. Won't you come with me, my pretty fair maid? For all Lord Cassie's money, oh. Well, late last night, the Lord came in inquiring for his lady, oh. And the answer the servant gave to him, she's gone with a dark eyed gypsy, oh. Go saddle to me, my bonny black steed, saddle him up so bonny. She rode west, but he rode west until he came to a small valley. Well, who should he find but his own old wife in the arms of the dark-eyed gypsy, oh. Won't you come with me, my pretty fair maid? Won't you come with me, my honey, oh. Sure, you wouldn't want a kiss from a gypsy lady's lips. Not for all Lord Cassio's money, oh. And what would you do with your house and your land? What would you do with your money, oh? Oh, what will you do with your two bonny boys? Now you've gone with a dark-eyed gypsy, oh. Oh, what care I for my house and my land? Slept in a goose feather bed with a sheet turned down so bonny, oh. Oh, tonight you sleep in a cold damp field with seven yellow gypsies to annoy you. Oh, what care I for a goose feather bed with a sheet turned down so bonny, oh. Oh,
voice of Rosa McDonald singing Seven Yellow Gypsies, the group Wrapped. Thanks for your company today. That's about it from me. I'll be back again, I hope, next week, and I hope you'll be able to join me. Have a good week. We'll go out with another track from the featured album. This track is called Things with Strings from Sandy Breken and the Sandy Breken Trio featured album, Polecats and Dead Cats. And it's on the label Breken All Records. B-R-E-C-H-I-N is how he spells his surname. Have a good week. Bye. Thank you.